Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm Sherita Knobloch, and it is a joy to join you today. I love doing these Mill Spouse Empowerment Moments because it just gives me an opportunity to connect with each of you and share a little bit about what's on my heart. So first of all, I'm your Army Wife Network owner and commander, and today we are talking all about keeping the home fires burning in our military marriages. Let me just start right off with, I am no expert. I still have a long way to go in all things mill spouse marriage, but I have learned a good amount of things in the last 13-ish years of loving my infantrymen, and also almost 11 years, actually next weekend, since we said I do. So just really excited to share with you a few things that I've learned about keeping the home fires burning. So with that, you know, my team knows that I love puns and I love telling stories, so I want to open kind of with a story. My husband, Brandon, is, first of all, awesome and a wonderful manly man, and he loves fire. Like, I'm not saying, like, he's not a pyromaniac, that's weird, but he loves just rustic, go camping, build a fire with his own two hands kind of thing. And we used to joke several years ago when we first got married that he was going to be the next Bear Grylls. We would always, you know, because Bear Grylls has that really kind of British accent. He would say things like Montana and Glacier, like Glacier was Glacier. So we'd always be like Montana. And when we first got married, I remember one of our first camping trips together. It was in Florida in the swamps in July. And I was in my first trimester of pregnancy with our first kid. So you can already see the deck was stacked against me for having that positive mill spouse attitude. I was highly cranky, insanely hot, frequently hungry. Yeah, so anyways, we got there. And I don't know if you've ever been to the swamps area in Florida, but it is like clockwork. It rains every day at the exact same time, like afternoon. And where we were, it rained every day promptly at 3 p.m., and I think we got there, and it was right before the downpour. I was hungry because I was pregnant. It's what I do. And it rains, and then my husband's like, okay, I'm going to go build a fire so we can cook whatever. It was burgers or something. And I was like, okay, here's a box of matches. He's like, no, 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 no. He wanted to use tinder from the surrounding areas, which that happened to be like kind of the bark off of some of the palm trees, which was soaking wet, by the way, and a magnesium lighter, you know, like scraping off the magnesium to get a spark going. Long story short, patience is important in a marriage, right? So the man, you know, he's graduated to like using a lighter and using matches, but I love stories about his fire making shenanigans. And it did almost take him 2 hours that one time in Florida swamps. But I've written a blog post about keeping the home fires burning over on Army Wife Network, and we're going to drop that in the comments if you want to copy and paste that or click that if you're watching on Facebook. So as I was reflecting on our upcoming anniversary and also all of my husband's manly man fire things, I was reflecting on the things that keep a marriage going, things that keep it burning in a good way, right? Because we want things, I would say with marriage, some marriages are going to burn hot all the time, and that is amazing. But for some of us, like us, me in particular, you know, when we first get together, it's super hot. Like, we can't get enough of each other. We just, all the things. And then, you know, the honeymoon phase kind of ends. It doesn't mean that it's not still joyful, but we've got kids to take care of. And we are, you know, working in our everyday, him going to work. And I mentioned the other day to him that it felt like we were coasting in our day to day. He kind of chuckled. He was like, babe, we are not coasting. We are grinding. Like, it is a grind for the Knobloch HH6 right now, because I'm in the depths of my dissertation writing, and it is something else, I tell you. And he's going to work with his military career. He's been in for almost 18 years. We got two kiddos. So right now, it's kind of a grind. But even in that daily grind, if we forget to keep the fires going, keep stoking it, we want to keep it going so it doesn't fizzle. Because if it fizzles, we really have a problem on our hands. And things like dissertation, the military, and even parenting is kind of a seasonal thing. Like, eventually, in 10 years, our oldest will be, like, out of the house. And my husband and I have talked about we want to still have each other at the end of that. So your relationship goes beyond parenting, careers, military, fill in the blank there. So in my reflection, I've got three things that I found are super important for keeping that military marriage burning. First thing we need before you can even start your fire, you need the fuel. So number one ingredient, fuel. And in this case, it's the foundation. So I don't recommend bringing shredded newspaper or pine needles into your house because, let's be real, keeping up with it's already like a hot mess express, at least in our neighborhood. But we do need to continually gather resources to create that solid foundation for our marriage. So take a class together, read a marriage book, go to your next unit's, get connected with your chaplain and go to a military marriage retreat. I feel like some of the most rich experiences my husband and I have had are some of those strong bonds retreats. If for no other reason, we just get to get away together and we get to talk about things maybe that we haven't thought about or maybe we've neglected or even knew but forgot. Also, have fun together. I feel like this is a big one for my husband and I. He's pretty good at having fun. He's a great chillaxer. I know it might come as a shock to many of you, but I have to work. I actually have to work at like relaxing. I have to be like a declaration of hear ye, I shan't check emails on Sunday. I will not be on social media, right? So we have to be super intentional about having fun together. Whatever you enjoy, try to do that. Whether that's watching shows together, if you've got little kiddos or going on dates. You know, my husband and I, our marriage is highly, like our foundation is our faith. And thankfully that doesn't change for us. So find things that you enjoy doing together, have fun, or talk about why you're proud to serve with the military mutually, or maybe even share some of your goals. So the first one's flame. The second ingredient is fuel. To keep our home fires burning, we have to have that spark to get it started and then the flame to keep it going. Like, obviously that happened when we said I do, but of course the years, the duty stations, kiddos, jobs, careers, PCSs, all the things, it kind of sometimes feels like a smoldering pile of logistics. We just talk about who's picking up which kid and who's dropping them off and what our weekend plans are that usually involve shuffling people or cleaning the house or who's getting groceries and paying the bills. So I would encourage you to consider having some of those deeper conversations. Dream a little bit, share with the areas that you're struggling, and goodness, just encourage each other. Get to know your spouse's love language and revisit that on occasion because it changes frequently. I know that when we first got together, our love languages have drastically changed in that time to where we are 11 to 13-ish years later. Really support each other and understand that little acts of kindness can go a long way. If your man is working 11 billion hours, which I know many of them do, pack him a snack, hook him up with an energy drink. Cook him chicken wings on a Thursday just because, or let him pick the TV show and keep the comments to yourself. I haven't quite mastered that last one because I can only watch so much Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls, Bear, if you're watching this, we still love you. We think you're awesome. Maybe as he rolls out for work in the morning and perhaps you're already awake, give him an extra long kiss. If schedules allow, plan for regular date nights or get creative. Like right now, my husband's job is a little bit less demanding than it's been in a very long time. He's an ROTC instructor at New Mexico State University. Hypothetically, you got kiddos and they're in school. Go on a day date because then it eliminates the need for childcare. So you don't have to pay for that expense and you get to just like go out for lunch or go for a hike or go thrifting. My husband he's just recently found the joy of like thrift store shopping. He's not a shopper, but he's like, I got these $80 pants for a nickel. And it's something fun that we could laugh about. And he gets to have some new clothes because he doesn't buy clothes very often. So just think about it. Like you can check out the book by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, if you haven't already. They have a military version, and it's always way fun. I've highly encouraged / voluntold my husband to take it several times because I want to know what his love language is and how they change over the years. And finally, the third ingredient, oxygen. Not only is it important for us just to physically live and breathe, it's also important in a fire. Because how do you put out a fire? Like, you put a lid on it. If you've ever piled too much fuel on there, it smolders out because it literally needs oxygen to keep burning. Same thing with that military relationship. I've gotten better at this in recent years, but early in our marriage, man, I was hardcore on the struggle bus with oxygen because I tend to get a little bit clingy when he comes back from the field or a deployment. And I've learned that I need to back up just a little bit and give him a little bit of room to breathe, especially when he comes home. It's also important to understand, like, kind of your personality of your spouse. Clearly, for those of you who have met me or have seen me on here more than once, I'm an extrovert. I know. If you were wearing pearls, you would clutch them in surprise. My husband is an introvert. So our seasons of life right now are pretty ironic because he spends all of his time with other people during the day, and I am by myself. So when he gets home at the end of the day, after TDY, after deployment, blah, 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 after field time, he's like, I need to recharge, and the best way I do that is by myself. And I'm like, I need an adult. I need to have a conversation. Talk to me. And so I've really had to, like, find other outlets, girlfriends, talking on the phone to my parents or having regular phone calls with other friends that are at other duty stations. Keep that in mind. And I don't want to say that my husband doesn't enjoy hanging out with myself and the kiddos, but he just needs a minute to, like, have some time to recharge by himself. And it's nothing against me. It doesn't mean he doesn't love me. That's just how he is built. And he does the same thing for me. Sometimes he's like, I'd rather stare at a wall and talk to no one, but my wife needs an outlet and she wants to just, like, share some things that have happened in her day. So find that balance between, you know, using that fuel, getting that flame, and then capitalizing on oxygen, letting one another breathe. I would love to know which one of these ingredients are the most readily available in your marriage. Maybe which one do you struggle with the most? What mill spouse hacks have you found for your marriage? I always love hearing the comments. I'm watching the comments on Instagram live now too. And if I was better at multitasking, I would be responding. So maybe next time I'll continue to figure out this jam. But for now, I would encourage you, if you want more information on military marriages and relationships, go over to armywifenetwork.com. We have a ton of great resources. You can just click on the category for relationships and you'll probably have more information about military marriage, relationships, experiences than you ever thought you needed to know. Also, as we wrap up today, I just want to remind you that you can catch us, obviously, on all of the different social media outlets, Facebook and Instagram, which we're rolling live with right now, but we're also on Twitter and Pinterest, as well as LinkedIn. So you can just follow us at Army Wife Network. Go ahead, if you liked this, comment, share it, send it to your stories, tag us in your comments, anything like that. We'd love to interact with you and share the message with other military spouses. Also, be sure to subscribe to the SITREP, which is our bi-monthly newsletter. It only comes out 2 times a month, so ain't nobody got time for spam. So we do not spam you. It just comes out twice a month, and it's got so much good stuff in there. Lots of freebies and printables and opportunities that you're not going to be able to access without that subscription. You can just subscribe on armywifenetwork.com. Submit your email. There's like a pink pop-up or over on that right sidebar. Put that in there and we'll be getting you connected. You'll stay more connected with all things AWN. So finally, I just want to say thank you for joining me. It is truly a joy to work with this organization and empower military spouses. So as I sign off here, engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team, signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.